It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I believe it is the single most important, if not talked about, topic when it comes to small town Oklahoma and rural Oklahoma. No, it's not the marijuana trend or the marijuana growers coming in and soaking up all the resources and electricity and water table and all that. No, it's not that. No, it is not all the business that wants to come to Oklahoma, like the aluminum smelter. And I've got more on that coming up, too, a little later in the program, because that aluminum smelter is meeting some that's over in Iona. And it was going to be it's going to be a big boom to Iona. But a lot of residents in that area don't want it there because they don't want their property values to be extended and they don't want all the strains on the current grid, electric grid and water grid. So, no, it's not that either. But what I do think it is, and it's one of the things that I've not heard any of the gubernatorial candidates talk about, and I'm talking about data centers. And it came up again last night at a meeting in Piedmont. I'll tell you what happened at that meeting. They took an unusual action. And I'll give you what that is. Now, they're not the only ones. UConn is also worried about a data center coming to town. And I think they're even closer to it actually happening. And they want to know, okay, is there an off-ramp if this thing starts to go south? Is there something we can do as a town, as a municipality, to protect ourselves if this goes south? Because Lord knows we've seen... I'm not going to say we've seen a lot, but we've seen a few of these big promised pie-in-the-sky companies coming to town, and it ends up being, when I was a kid, we had a word for it. When you light the firework and the fuse burns down and it just goes, and nothing happens, okay, it's called a shoo-shoo. And a lot of these businesses have turned out to be shoo-shoos. So, they want to know if there's a way that they can protect themselves from that. And then again, you're not hearing anybody in any of the gubernatorial races talking about it. Curious to know what they would think about it. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm glad you joined me, and I'm here to entertain and also inform with a phone call to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Freedom969.com, the website, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my personal email. You can also get in touch with me via Facebait. That's what it is, isn't it? Facebook and also X profiles. So that's the warm-up act right there. Hold that data center. And how about we figure out what we're going to do with all these wind turbines before we move on to data centers? Because we still got a lot of wind turbines that are not doing what they promised to do. Your Medicaid, you like that? Should you have to work for it? President Trump seems to think so, and he's about to implement that. Should we copy Salt Lake City when it comes to mass transit? Now, keep in mind, Salt Lake City has something we don't. They actually have people who want to ride the mass transit system in Salt Lake City. So, and I've said this before, I will say it here right now. I don't believe we have enough traffic problems to merit mass transit. There's a very good reason the interurban no longer exists. If you don't know what the interurban was, it was a streetcar, a rail streetcar, that ran, did it go all the way to Guthrie? I don't know if it went all the way to Guthrie. I know it went to Edmond. Back and forth all day, taking people into the city and back from the city. You know why? Because we basically didn't have any paved roads in Oklahoma. Or if we did, there were very few. Maybe Route 66 was paved at that point. But it was that old school pavement where they basically just mixed gravel with asphalt or tar and just threw it down on the ground and hoped for the best. Now we have all our superhighways and a lot of our federal highways that run right through here. Everything in Oklahoma and Oklahoma City is on a grid, north, south, east, west. Even when you get out in the country, all the roads are north, south, east, west. They have a few curves, but not like if you're in some of these other cities. New Orleans is a nightmare. Charleston, South Carolina is bad, too, because there's bridges everywhere. I mean, those we're talking, if you get stuck in a traffic jam, you're there for 2 hours. Worst I've seen is maybe 45 minutes. That was the worst I've seen in terms of traffic jams. So we don't really have traffic problems. And the reason we don't have traffic problems is because everything is north, south, east, west. And if you see a problem, you're going along at a good clip, and you see brake lights, chances are you got an exit ramp nearby, and you could get around it real quick, no problem. Most other cities don't have that. Most other cities are older than the cities in Oklahoma City, or the cities in Oklahoma. So that's my take on it. A, we don't need a mass transit system.
Well, we should build it now and two, because we grow quickly. We're not going to have to.
No, I don't know that we're going to have that kind of growth over the next 10 years. We'll have growth, but it won't be like that. We're not going to double our population in 5 years. That's not happening. There isn't enough going on in Oklahoma for that to happen. And if it does, I don't know that it would be in the central metropolitan area. But I've got the rest of that story coming up on Freedom 96.9. I'm glad the Labor Commissioner, Leslie Osborne, I'm glad she's termed out. She can't run again because she said something today that made me go, I voted you for what reason? Trump took Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, to the woodshed last night. I'll tell you why coming up. A lot of people are thinking, yeah, Trump's in the back pocket of Israel. He's doing whatever Israel says. No, it is quite the reciprocal, my friend. Quite the reciprocal. And from what I understand, Trump is on good enough terms with Bibi that the conversation started with a, now look here, MF. Okay, that's how connected those two are, all right? They can cuss each other out over a pool table and still remain friends. But Trump is not taking notes from Netanyahu or Israel. I assure you, it is the other way around. And we're hearing more about self-driving trucks, the semis, coming to Oklahoma. The big question is, how will Oklahoma Highway Patrol handle that?
Yeah, I got a runaway truck up here. I'm trying to get it pulled over here.
Gets it pulled over, gets out, walks up to the cab.
Sir, I need your license and registration, please.
Sir.
Sir. I need your license and registration. Oh. Nobody in here. Well, in that case,
I don't know. What do you do? What do you do? No, it's not like that. I've had a lot of truckers call this program and explain what it's going to be and what it's going to be like. So chances are they won't be violating traffic rules. Now, what about all of the illegal truckers we have on the road now? It seems to me that the driverless trucks who will be driving using artificial intelligence that has been programmed into that truck, gathering satellite data, knowing what the speed limits are, knowing what's in front, what's in back, if something's changing lanes, if it needs to slow down. Only thing makes me uneasy is, I mean, I have some of that driving technology in the Matthews Mobile. It doesn't work very well in the rain. It does not like the rain because all the moisture and all the vapor that's stirred up by your fellow cars, it confuses the sonar system, and the sonar system has a hard time deciding what it's supposed to be doing. So we've got that to talk about as well on Freedom 96.9. So your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Getting started with you are on the air. What's your name?
John. I'm in Del City again.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you.
I'm a retired driver, okay? I drove on lakes, rivers, oceans out of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
My my idea, you know, I don't like the idea of people losing their jobs. There is a human safety factor that's unbeatable.
Yeah.
Technology is great and everything. But I'm wondering if these things are going to be leaving a pile of garbage in places where they park. You know, I mean, that's going to eliminate so much of that, you know, the biohazard of cleaning up after these people because they're too lazy to properly dispose of stuff.
Well, I mean, okay, you mean the driverless trucks would leave behind?
Yes.
Or they would?
No, no, they would not. Will not.
Oh,
like
okay.
Yeah, like you go through a truck stop area or off-ramp or something where guys pull over a lot.
Yeah.
That's foul and disgusting. Landfill is more appealing. Come on, guys.
Oh, okay. Yes, I see what you mean. Yeah. Yes, I do see what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is one thing that used to disgust me as a driver. I couldn't stand it. It's like you're so
big,
lazy.
Big yellow, big gallon drugs full of yellow mysterious liquid. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking like, come on, man. This is one of the world's greatest industries you could be in. We get to travel around to see the great American nation and all the citizens and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this.
But, well,
yeah, that's just my thoughts. You know, I hope that the autonomous or self-driving trucks don't leave garbage and urine jugs and stuff around like what's currently going on. I wonder if Bucky's will let them in.
I don't know. I doubt it because they don't let them in now.
No. Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the call and for the insight. No, that's what was the other idea that came to mind when I was just talking to him just then? Oh, it'll come back to me. It'll come back to me, I promise here. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So quite a topic buffet today, or you can add to it if you like on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. William writes, Lee, I was driving home and dropping off my lovely wife and daughter at the airport. Found the discussion you were giving on Iran quite interesting and perhaps a little humorous, but also a little off. I am no student of theology, and if anything, I am a lapsed Protestant. That said, in my early 70s, I set a goal. The goal was to read the King James Bible cover to cover. I've checked that box. I've also read the Torah cover to cover. I'm now tackling the Quran with the help of a guidebook. Imagine you need one. So far, I haven't found any reference to the 72 virgins, but I will keep looking, and I will see if their pronouns are mentioned. The 72 virgins, I think, came from some Islamist cleric somewhere along the line. I don't know that it's in the Quran. I think it might be interpreted as 72 virgins by the jihadists. It may say you will get 72 times 72,000 blessings or something, and in order to recruit jihadists, these nitwits change it to virgins, because what young man would not want that as their reward in heaven for killing people? So William goes on to say, my point is, most of us have no real understanding of the Quran, nor have we read or attempted to read it. I'm reading to get the gist and make my own mind. Like anything or anything else we tend to hate, do we really know what we're talking about if we haven't read the foundational document? All right, well, I have not read the foundational document, William. I don't think I need to read the foundational document to understand the behavior this religion encourages. I'm not saying all Islamists are violent. I'm not saying all Islamists want to take over the world and kill people. I'm not saying all Islamists want to die in the name of Allah. I'm saying a very large number of them do. But I am saying that even the more peaceful side of Islam that I see exercised around the world doesn't seem to offer redemption. It strikes me as being an angry and wrathful religion where God is always angry, man is always at fault, mankind can never be redeemed, and therefore the best we can hope to do is to not make God so mad at us he doesn't let us into heaven. And that's not the God I read about when I am studying Christianity. Nor have I read the Bible cover to cover. I've read several of the books, and that is thanks to a very good Sunday school system and lots of great Sunday school teachers that would get us to read, get us to understand why there's an order to it, help us understand when there is literalness going on and when there's allegory going on. And even with all that, Christianity is the only faith that offers redemption. No matter what you've done, no matter how you've become, no matter how you've behaved in your life, you are redeemed and can be redeemed. And it is at hand. You just have to ask for it. And that's the problem. A lot of people don't want to ask for it. They don't want to. They may not. Now, that doesn't mean the redemption's going to be easy. It doesn't mean your redemption may be you killed some people, so now to redeem yourself, you're going to have to go to prison. But it's what you do in prison while you're there that will redeem you. If an accident that you caused a lot of bodily harm, you can pray for forgiveness and receive it, but your redemption may be you have to pay that fine or pay for the damage that you caused. But there always is redemption. 405-608-4377 on Freedom's 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Piedmont says, hold that data center. And will other small towns? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It happened this morning. I was on my way into the office from the Matthews mansion, and there he was. In his brown, looked like to be about a 1963-64 Corvette, top down, gray-haired, flat cap with a plaid pattern on it, matching driving gloves on his hands with the same plaid pattern. And I said to myself, oh, and that pattern also matched the brown of the paint job of the Corvette. And I said to myself, there goes a guy who knows his place in the world. Good for him. Celebrate your heritage, your Chevy heritage from Frontier Auto Group. And Frontier Chevy is one of those brands, along with Dodge and Jeep and Chrysler and also Ram. Frontier Motors has them all. Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented business. While others are succumbing to the corporate policies and ignoring the customer, you, well, they're still looking you in the eye and they're still giving you what you want. A fantastic deal, fantastic financing. And all at a local location in El Reno, just off the Route 66 roundabout, minutes from anywhere you are, including Oklahoma City. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. All will be right with your world if you go to Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're here talking with Stephen Smith from ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how can ICS make pool decks safer and better?
Our Pentek coatings are a game changer for pool decks. They're slip resistant for safety, UV resistant to prevent fading, and tough enough to withstand Oklahoma's sun, rain, and freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, they look stunning with customizable finishes.
All right. Well, safe and stylish. That's perfect for pool parties. How quick is the installation?
We're in and out in a single day. Our coatings cure fast, so you're back to enjoying your pool by the next afternoon. There's no long disruptions.
Well, talk about convenience. So what should our listeners do to get started?
Just call for a free estimate. We'll design a pool deck that's both functional and beautiful.
Make your pool deck shine with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012, 405-403-4012. Or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com for your free estimate today.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hi, this is Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Hump Day Wednesday, more and more communities putting the brakes on data centers, what you need to know, and your dad joke of the day. We want to hear your groaners, plus your calls and comments. It's a packed Wednesday show starting at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 99.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
What effect is it going to have on the water table? What effect is it going to have on the electricity grid? What effect is it going to have when it comes to noise pollution? And what effect is it going to have on our property values?
Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377.
Those were the questions that have been asked not just in Piedmont, but also in Yukon, in Stillwater, in Pryor, and everywhere else these data centers want to go in. Piedmont's City Planning Commission voted yesterday to table decisions on two proposed data center developments, instead asking the City Council to conduct a deeper study on whether to relocate the city's industrial zone district to an area where the data centers are proposed to be built. The meeting drew a large crowd, large enough that the city held it at a bigger venue than normal. Residents raised significant concerns about the city's water system, what it could handle, the strain on the data centers, and what could be put on it, and saying the town's water infrastructure is already struggling. They also raised concerns about how the electric grid would handle the data centers on top of the numerous others proposed in the neighborhood, in neighboring cities, as well as concerns about pollution and environmental issues. Residents speaking at the meeting also talked about standing up to the large tech companies and the billionaires who run them. Spokesperson for one of the data centers that addressed those concerns said they would cover the cost for the water and electric system upgrades. And that's about all that got said about the data centers and why the data and the way the data centers used to be built. The current technologies and the current construction and current designs are much more water friendly, said Aaron Bilyeu of Cloverleaf Infrastructure. But the Planning Commission voted to table the decision, basically putting it on the table, and that's where it'll stay until somebody decides to do something about it. So it's one way of killing the measure without killing it. What do you think? 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A new war of words is emerging in the Middle East as Iran's leadership promotes a regional alliance opposed to U.S. influence, while President Trump pushes to expand the Abraham Accords. Federal and state officials are clashing over a New Jersey ICE detention center as protests continue and calls for the facility's closure grow. The FBI is reportedly exploring new technology as it continues investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie in Arizona. Experts say potential tools could include advanced video analysis, cell signal data reviews, and blockchain tracing tied to ransom demands. Authorities have already used specialized technology to search for clues, including efforts to detect signals from Guthrie's pacemaker and recovering missing doorbell camera footage. A reward of more than $1.2 million remains available for information in the case. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Lately in Oklahoma, we've seen a troubling number of crashes where drivers hit vehicles stopped on the side of the road. Sometimes it is a stranded motorist changing a tire, sometimes it is a police officer, tow truck driver, or someone helping a family member. And in just a split second, a passing vehicle drifts over and tragedy happens. Most of the time, these crashes are completely preventable. Drivers are distracted, speeding, or simply not paying attention. Remember this, if you see a vehicle stopped on the shoulder, slow down and move over if you can. Give people space. That simple decision can save a life. And if you or someone you love has been hurt in one of these crashes, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police say a 3-year-old child's recovering after nearly drowning at an apartment complex. Officers responded Monday to Seminole Ridge Apartments, where the child was pulled from the water and given CPR. The child reportedly regained consciousness and was taken to the hospital. Details on the condition of the child have been released. Autonomous semi-trucks could soon be seen on some Oklahoma highways. State law allows driverless trucks as long as they meet safety standards, and the Highway Patrol is prepping for their rollout. Troopers have been training on how to interact with the vehicles during stops or emergency situations. The trucks are expected to operate mainly on major highways like I-35 and 40. Officials say their priority is keeping roads safe. Oklahoma City businesses say the Thunder's playoff run brought a boost to the local economy, with restaurants and venues downtown seeing increased crowds and record sales during game days. Business owners say events and watch parties help draw thousands of fans to the area. Even with the season now over, leaders are hoping to continue that momentum with summer events. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Call 405-456-0760.
Want your Medicaid? If you are of a certain age and healthy, you're gonna have to work for it. Tell you why as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect increasing cloudiness and humid conditions with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, reaching a high of 87. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 67. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid weather with the possibility of gusty thunderstorms and breezy conditions in the afternoon with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So more people are speaking out against data centers. What do you think? I think it's the number one issue for small towns and rural Oklahoma, and no gubernatorial candidates are talking about it either. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. David is in El Reno. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Lee, I love your show, man. Great.
Thank you.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
Data centers. I've done quite a bit of research on this, and I keep coming across some very interesting facts, is that the major opposition nationally and internationally has a lot of support from, of all people, Communist China.
Uh-huh.
And why would they oppose us getting data centers? What do data centers do? Data centers are primarily the home of AI.
Yeah.
So if we want to stay the number one in AI, we need data centers. And so they bring up all these paper tigers of, oh, it's going to take all your water, which is factually untrue because they recycle that water. The water doesn't just go in there and evaporate. It's in a closed system for the cooling. And so, no, it's not going to, it takes about as much water to run a data center as it does to water a golf course for a summer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I have a feeling that one of the reasons that it is so, you know, and they, the national and international organizations that are pushing this, you know, they come in, they stir everybody up with these half-truths and falsehoods. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we stay number one in AI because that's the future.
Well, I get that, and I have said that before on this program. AI is here to stay. So you need to learn how you can use it to make thing, you know, make your job easier, to make your life easier. That's what it is here to do. Now, the mistake that's being made is the large companies that are looking at it and saying, cool, we can use it to fire a bunch of people, and that way we won't have that overhead. Now, if you're in a business that relies on one-on-one communication, and you fire all the people that provide that one-on-one communication and go with AI, you're going to miss out, and we're already seeing it in a lot of these companies, because when people call and get five buttons deep in a call tree because some AI program is trying to take you somewhere that doesn't know what you really want and doesn't, you know, that people are really missing out on that. They hate that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I hate it when I get in one of those, and, you know, I'm in sales myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, still, the one thing that makes me successful at what I do is the personal interaction I bring. You know, everybody's product who has a product out here, they're pretty well all the same in some respects. But it's, you know, people buy things from people they like.
Yeah.
And that personal interaction is what it takes to make the difference.
Yes. And I'm not talking just about communication companies either. I'm talking about any company that relies on,
absolutely,
on FaceTime, somebody talking to you face to face, and the old fashioned handshake and look in the eye. So I'm already seeing a lot of companies making that mistake, not using,
absolutely,
AI as a tool, using it as a replacement. And so don't think of it that way. Now, the other thing that the other issues that I see people bring up is, okay, if the data center is not going to be able to tap into and get the kind of power that it needs to operate, it will do so with diesel generators, which brings a noise issue. Now, I know.
I know eventually
we're going to get to the cold fusion nuclear substations that will power,
yes,
these things, but we're not there yet, and that's probably another 10 or 15 years away.
Yeah, but having been in the oil field and the water transfer business,
mm-hmm,
I can tell you there are giant diesel generators that they put them in a box,
mm-hmm,
and they are, you can't hear them running standing next to them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that, mm-hmm, the noise problem, that can be dealt with, you know?
Yeah.
And
now,
like you said, down the road, you know, there's another energy source.
Yeah,
it's not quite here yet.
Number one is going to be the military bases. They are They are alpha testing a cold fusion nuclear reactor right now on a I think it's an army base in Idaho. And when that is successful, they will then send it to all Air Force. I mean, all military bases will be powered that way. Why? Because the military bases, above all, need reliable power. They don't need their power going down and their power grids going down. So if they have their own generation station, they don't have to tap into local generation. They can keep it up. After that, artificial intelligence will get the reactors, and then after that, consumers will get it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're going to have AI designing reactors.
Yeah. Now,
and
I'm not trying to debate you. I'm just interested in what you tell people who ask you this. There's a worry that, okay, data center comes to town. All of a sudden, that property that the data center adjacent to my property is a lot more valuable than it used to be. My property taxes will go up.
And so will the value of your property.
Okay.
You know, yeah, and so if the... And what I tell people is, okay, the value of your property goes up. If you don't like living next to that data center, the property value will rise to the point where it'd make it economically feasible, perhaps even beneficial to you, to sell your property and locate somewhere else.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, David. Yeah. I'm looking at this from both sides of the aisle. I know it's coming. It's not. There's no putting that toothpaste back in the tube. So
No, there's not.
We're better off finding solutions now than kicking it down the road and hoping that it'll go away.
Yes, mm-hmm. and you know, this is where a lot of local politicians, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Want to bury their heads in the sand.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that you got to, what they need to remember is they're there to look after the interest of the people.
Yes.
And I believe these data centers are the future and they are in the best interest of the people.
Well, there's an old joke. You can either be on the train or under the train, but either way, it's leaving the station. So
absolutely. Maybe I should get a job selling data centers.
There you David and El Reno, thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377 with Lee Matthews. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City.
Hello, Mike. Good to have you along, sir.
It's actually not a cold fusion reactor. It's a small modular reactor.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Fusion is a technology we haven't fully developed. I mean, we're barely now at the break-even point for energy, whereas the small modular reactor is a good old-fashioned fission reactor.
Mm-hmm.
Just tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. But it does, you know, does provide reliable, uninterrupted power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For 5 years, easily.
Yes. For one reaction? Is that one reaction for 5 years?
One reactor, the one I read about, it's refueled every 5 years up to four times. It'll last. So you
okay.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I mean, it's a controlled reaction. The reaction is ongoing, providing the energy. The reaction does not have
years.
To be. Yeah, it doesn't need to be refueled for 5 years. So there we go. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my only thought of, was it Dave who was saying, you know, your property value goes up, it might make it feasible to sell it. That's all wonderful, but, you know, I've been in my house for 30 years.
Yeah.
I have no interest in ever having to sell my house.
Same here.
And I really think your property tax should be locked in when you buy the house. Because, you know, if I'm going to retire in, you know, like 5-10 years, something like that, income becomes fixed. And now all of a sudden my property tax is going up every year.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
So income's fixed, but taxes aren't.
I think we're going to solve that problem, Mike, because there's going to be a measure on the ballot that the legislature went ahead. They didn't want to vote on the issue. They want the people to vote on the issue. So they put it on the ballot. And I'm not sure about the ins and outs of all of it, but I do believe it is your property taxes will go away once you pay for the property.
Uh-huh.
So, and that suits me because that's constitutional. I think it is unconstitutional for the scenario you just described.
right? Yeah. So what other thing that you own will be taken from you by force if you don't pay tax on it?
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you pay tax on your car. Even if you don't pay tax on your car every year, you just can't drive it on public roads.
No.
You can drive it on your farm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's all.
I agree. Thank you very much. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, it's Lee Matthews on the drive. Bobby writes, Democrats are furious that Trump is hosting a UFC event on the hallowed ground that used to hold topless trans events. The UFC Freedom 250 event is scheduled for Sunday, June 14th, but Democrats were hoping to derail the event by complaining loudly and saying, shame on your efforts to make Trump feel guilty about not celebrating trans rights with a bunch of topless men pretending to be women. Several Democrat politicians weighed in on the upcoming event. Trump responded to the criticism by arguing that UFC fights would be the only way for topless men to be on the White House lawn from now on. I like that. 405-608-4377. And I see where they're putting up the big stage and they're going to make a big deal out of it, but then they're going to take it all down and you won't ever know that it was ever there. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Lee, David Stroud.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, I personally think, and I know it's this way with me, the reason that people have a lot of opposition against the data centers,
mm-hmm.
I think it's because they don't know what the heck they are. And that is, even though I've got 3 bachelors and a master's, this is such new, territory for me that if you don't mind, I wish you would explain it like you're talking to a fourth grade class. I mean, from the floor up, what you know, everything, well, not everything, but I mean, you know, what it is, what it does,
mm-hmm.
you know, its function.
Okay.
You know,
well, I'm running out of time here, so let me get started real quick here. Let me get started. You don't have to go away, but you know that everything that you do on your computer goes into an electronic brain, okay? Random access memory and all that, okay? And as much as the Apple company has tried to erase the concept of a server from our brains by inventing what they call the cloud, it still needs some place for that data to live. So when you are communicating with a cloud, you're just communicating wirelessly with a data center where that data that is in your phone or that data that your phone is accessing lives. So the faster we get with computing, the faster we get with connecting all of our computers together, not just in a web, but in a cloud, and now it's going to be an artificial intelligence machine, the more data centers we need to store these. They're not really servers, but they are. They're a kind of a server. They're just a super hyper googlyophonic server that can hold several, I don't even know what the mega kilo gigs of debt of thousands of millions of bytes of data, because artificial intelligence will need that much data to be able to function, to be able to adapt, to be able to sift through the information that it doesn't need and use the information that it does need to make itself smarter and more accurate. So that's where these data centers are coming from. You saw the first one in the state built over in Pryor, and that was by Google. When you use Google on your phone or on your computer, you're probably accessing data that lives in that data center in Pryor, Oklahoma. There's another one in Stillwater. Is this all over the country? Yeah, and all over the world, using Google to access, and it requires a lot of energy. You have all of these servers. They need to be kept cool, because in so generating all of this data and utilizing all this data, they create heat. Well, the heat has to be cooled. So that is usually done by water.
And there's a lot of electricity needed. Not just electricity, but reliable electricity. Electricity that that data center knows will never turn off. So that's why they like to be near either a generating station. And in the case of Pryor, the Mid-America coal plant is right there, not a mile away. So the transmission lines can be buried so they won't be knocked down by a tornado. The data centers need to be in poured concrete structures, again, so a tornado won't knock them down. They need to have a facility for their backup generators and their backup generators. So if there is indeed some interruption in the power flow, the emergency generators can kick in. They need a lot of property because when Amazon comes to town with a distribution center and they need a lot of warehouse space, well, these data centers are going to need a lot of space because we're talking about a lot of data storage and generation. And so in order to build all that, then you start thinking about what it takes to build all that, all the concrete, all the construction equipment, all the electrical equipment, all of the installation, and you're talking about an entire economy developing around artificial intelligence just to get it set up. 405-608-4377. I hope that explained it, Dave. And if there's anything I left out, I will take your calls on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. All the libs are clutching their pearls because Trump wants to make it a requirement. If you're between the ages of 18 and 64 and able to work, you'll have to work in order to get your Medicaid. Now, Medicare, completely different, is something you've already worked for. So you don't have to work any harder for it. But then you see all the paperwork you have to fill out to get it. That's work. That's where you'll need some help. Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, 405-848-5790. If you were born in 1961, thereabouts, and you have a phone, which you do, you're probably getting a lot of phone calls, robocalls, texts, emails, and they're all trying to get you to go with them because they're from out of state and they don't care. They just slap you in there and get you in as quick as possible. No, you need somebody to go over your personal situation with you, your financial situation, your physical situation, to see what your needs are. And if there's any holes left over, well, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will take care of that. Whether it's Patrick, Eunice, or any of the fine people that work at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Call that team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Lisa Murkowski, I support his initiative. I don't think things should be shoved down our throat, okay? Same thing with Senator Johnson. He doesn't like to be rushed. Guys, you have to be rushed. All this stuff is overdue. You had already passed it out of committee in January. Even though Democrats are to blame, but there is a timeline on it. And June 1st is a good time to do it.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Like the way you work it.
And Piedmont is not the only community that has got a careful, watchful eye on data centers. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Former Yukon City Council members are raising concerns about the contract tied to the data center in that town. For months, they've been hearing from residents who are opposed to the data center project. The proposed data center has been the focal point of the city council meetings for months. The off-ramp for the city is that they have to come to a mutually one of the most important things for the protection of the city, agreement on water, said Yukon Mayor Brian Pillmore. It's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily have to be used for drinking, but can be processed and used for cooling the data center. But that's the focus of the water agreement. City Council member Jordan Westfall, who took over Shelby's seat after she termed out in May, said he looked over the land agreement on the Memorial Day weekend and said he also had previously been told the water and sewage agreement would have to be met to prove to move forward with the project. Going back, he said he discovered the land agreement actually gives the right to the purchaser. If the water agreements cannot be made, then the purchaser may cancel the agreement or waive any water agreement done during the due diligence period moving forward for the closing. So Westfall said that he has asked the city attorney, Roger Reinhardt, about it after Memorial Day weekend and confirmed what he thought. Yukon City Manager Jeff Deckard said in a statement that we're aware of the concerns for the former and current council members regarding the contract with BLE Land Holdings. The contract that was signed includes several checkpoints. Four of those checkpoints have been met, with the fifth being the water use agreement. The contract allows for two 90-day extensions for the water use agreement, and they're currently on the second extension of that agreement. So they don't seem to be any closer to coming to a resolution in Yukon for that, and that one's moving forward. I think that one's moving forward, and I don't know that there's anything we can do to turn that around. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Your thoughts as well. What do you think of the data centers and some towns' reticence to have one come into their town? What do you think of those having to work for Medicare? That is a new requirement Trump wants to put on the books. Got that story coming up. More of your emails as well. And more debate on State Question 832. That's the measure that was going to raise the minimum wage. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma County is set to spend another $70,000 on the new jail project. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Tensions are rising over the future of the Middle East. Analysts say Iran's leadership is promoting a vision of greater regional unity under Tehran's influence, just as President Trump seeks to expand the Abraham Accords between Israel and Arab nations. Gulf countries now face competing messages from Washington and Tehran. While diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Iran continue, regional leaders remain focused on security, stability, and the balance of power. Newark, New Jersey. Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka is taking action to try to close the ICE detention center that has been in the spotlight for accusations of inhumane conditions for detainees.
There's been clashes between protesters and ICE personnel and police in riot gear and a curfew put in place outside Delaney Hall recently. And now Newark's mayor is going to be suing the operator of the facility in an effort to shut Delaney for health and safety concerns. White House Border Czar Tom Homan says that's not going to happen.
That facility isn't going anywhere. We're going to enforce the law. We're going to detain people.
New Jersey elected Democrats and protesters have been accusing ICE of allowing for inhumane conditions for detainees inside. Department of Homeland Security officials have denied those accusations. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
Today in Monterey Park, California, residents officially become the first in the nation to vote on a permanent ban on data centers.
Measure NDC, if approved, would prohibit all data centers within city limits. It could then only be overturned by another vote. It comes after a 247,000-square-foot data center was proposed for a residential area of Monterey Park in 2024. Since then, it has faced pushback from many residents who are worried about several issues, including water and electricity use, noise and air pollution, and the proximity to homes. Residents are fighting similar proposals in other parts of Los Angeles County, including in Vernon and the City of Industry. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Acting Attorney General.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma County is spending another $70,000 on its new jail project as costs continue rising. Commissioners approved the funds for additional site testing as the project moves forward. The jail was originally approved by voters back in 2022, but costs have significantly increased since then. Leaders are now considering asking voters for more funding later this year as work on the jail continues. Attorney General Gendar Drummond is praising new laws aimed at strengthening protections for domestic violence victims, including measures allowing prior abuse incidents to be used in court and requiring GPS monitoring for certain offenders. Another law expands what qualifies as felony domestic abuse, with officials saying the changes are meant to better protect victims and hold repeat offenders accountable for their actions. Residents in Piedmont are voicing concerns over a proposed large data center development. The project would require rezoning agricultural land, which has raised worries about traffic, water usage, and environmental impact. Company representatives say the facility would use systems designed to reduce water consumption. Officials say more review is needed before moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Should we copy Salt Lake City's transit system? They have one thing we don't have. People to ride it! The drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect increasing cloudiness and humid conditions with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, reaching a high of 87. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 67. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid weather with the possibility of gusty thunderstorms and breezy conditions in the afternoon with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot more talk about data centers, not just in Piedmont, but in Yukon. Still a lot that is misunderstood. And apparently still a lot more to hash out. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. That's the number to call in and join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. The minimum wage debate is making its way through restaurants across Oklahoma. And while some say it's about time, others say it's raised concerns about whether they'll be able to keep their doors open. I imagine. One particular restaurant talks about raising the minimum wage and that we shouldn't be behind our neighbors when it comes to a minimum wage. In Edmond, Faux Bistro said the minimum wage increase could push restaurants over the edge. I think it will. It's been how many years since we've had a raise on the minimum wage? Most restaurants have paid a little bit more than minimum wage to their wait staff, all to be made up by the tips that are brought in. Some have said they will pay up to $7.25, but if we have to start raising the floor to $15, even though it's supposed to be a gradual increase, it's going to immediately drive up costs. Of course it will. It's not so much the issue of, oh, it's been so long since Oklahoma's raised its minimum wage. It's the being forced to raise the minimum wage and being forced to raise the minimum wage in graduations that you can't handle as a small business. Those that are proponents of raising the minimum wage, of course, always come back and say, well, small businesses are exempt from it. Yeah, but many of the restaurants don't qualify as a small business. And I will say again what I've said all along. There should be no minimum wage. The industry should be able to support the wage that that industry can support. If you're working in a line of work that is highly in demand, you should be able to be compensated for that. In some cases, working in the service industry is high demand because they do need waiters and they do need hotel workers. It shouldn't be something that's forced upon by government, especially in the graduations that we're talking about. $7.25 now, $15 later. What? The market should determine the wage, and inevitably does. That's the free enterprise system. One restaurateur said, I'm not saying that to advance a political ideology. It's just free enterprise. And he's right. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And I'm glad our current labor commissioner, is termed out. She can't run again. Because of some things Leslie Osborne is her name, said about raising the minimum wage. I'll have that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Want your Medicaid? According to Trump, you're going to have to work for it. Got that coming up too. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The fresh air coming through your lungs. The gentle pitter-patter of raindrops on your face.
Almighty romantic
unless they're coming through the hole in your roof. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you have a hole in your roof, I've got the guy that can fix it. And that would be Scott McCollum of McRook. We had a call yesterday from a guy who said, you know, I had just gotten a new home and become got out of homelessness, and the home they put me in didn't have a decent roof. I called McRook at 405-877-7663, and they came out and did everything, Lee, you said they would. This is John from Oklahoma City who wrote that in, by the way. And, John, thank you for calling and trusting the person that I've entrusted my roof with, Scott McCollum, and the number one team over there at McRoof. Okay, so we've gone through another storm season, and it was pretty mild compared to what it could have been. But there still was some hail, and if it was in your area, your neighborhood, you need to call and get an inspection at that same phone number, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us. Yeah, you should be able to breathe the fresh air. You should be able to feel the rain on your face, but not while you're in your house. Get it fixed and fortified by McRoof.us, powered by Roofing RX, and they have been saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma for over 30 years.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecasts calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, high of 83. Tomorrow night, down to 66 for a low. Into Thursday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and a high of 84. Friday, starting the weekend with scattered showers and a high of 81. 30% chance on Friday. Right now, looking at 86 degrees at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Why more people are speaking out against data centers? Your thoughts on that. What do you think of raising the minimum wage? That will be on the upcoming ballot, State Question 832. There's pros and cons on both sides, but I'm seeing more cons than pros. But what do you think? Dottie is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Dottie.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate you and love your show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts on the minimum wage. My brother owns a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he says he's owned a restaurant for years and years. And he said anybody who works for him who actually works makes more than minimum wage.
Yeah.
But the problem is he can't get people to work. He said he considers a good worker somebody who actually shows up for their shift, even if they're late, and kind of puts in some effort. But the problem is these days, the younger people, they just don't want to do it. They just are no-shows or they just don't want to work.
Yeah.
And then I also ran a small business for a number of years, and all of my employees made more than minimum wage. And I think that it's just but you have to be able to regulate that according to how your business is doing. And for younger people, I mean, I had different people working for me, and they all made different amounts according to what their job was and, their responsibilities. And those who had more responsibilities and who were more responsible made more money. And I think that's the way it ought to be.
That is what we call the marketplace, Dottie. And that's what I believe should drive what the wage is.
I agree.
I remember my first job. All right. I've never worked in the service industry. My first job was I was 12 and I was bagging groceries at a local grocery store, and I was working on tips only. And so some days I would come home with $75 cash. Some days I'd come home with $15 cash. Just depended. But this was, back in the day when the bag boy carried your groceries to the car for you. But then my first real paying job in the professional setting, Social Security deductions and all that, was in the radio business, and it was part-time. I started out at minimum wage, but even at that I couldn't believe. What? Minimum wage? That's more money than I've ever made ever. So, I was delighted to get the minimum wage. Delighted that there was some sort of cap on how little I was going to get paid.
Well, and most minimum wage workers are teenagers.
Yeah.
I mean, when you first start out. And I have a friend who lives in California, and she was bemoaning the fact that her teenage son couldn't find a job. That's because he wasn't qualified to make that much money as much as they were requiring businesses to pay.
Yeah, it's a new thing now. I mean, I could not get the real world experience today in this business that I got then, because then, I mean, I was under 16, so I think the minimum they could work me was 30 hours a week, and they could not work me 11 p to 6 a. So that's a lot of time throughout the week that I could work, and I did, and I wanted to work because the more I worked, the better I got at it. The more practice I got, the better I got at it. And they were paying me. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think times are different these days. We all started out working at McDonald's, didn't we?
Yeah, or in some form. I mean, it was, all my friends were delivering pizza and working at McDonald's, and they were listening to me while I was working, too. So we all had jobs, and now I have two nephews. They're now in the working world, thank goodness, and they are pretty decent workers. They got a pretty decent work ethic, but they were told in their teens, you're going to have to go to work in enough time, so you may as well enjoy your youth while you have it. I mean, their parents discouraged them from getting a job, whereas for me, I couldn't wait to get a job. I couldn't wait to make my own money and be my own person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep us informed.
I will do my best.
And we appreciate you.
Thank you, Dottie. Glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and The Drive with Lee Matthews. Stu writes, Lee, you were talking about Swadley's barbecue. I'm almost certain they're going to appeal this decision. I still think Swadley did nothing wrong. Swadley's a very successful restaurant chain. He didn't need to scam the state. These state park locations would probably be twice the cost just to open their metro locations. These would be very seasonal restaurants. These were very remote locations in the area. This was still a state contract. I have a bid on a state contract before, and those are always the most complex contracts to bid. State contracts are often 50% more expensive than private jobs. So I'm on Brent Swadley's side as well. Stu, thank you very much. I am too. I figured that much was going on. And if you want to comment, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Speaking of work, should you have to work for your Medicaid? That's coming up on Freedom 96.9.
Whether it's four on the floor or three on the tree or 11 and you're in heaven,
What? What has 11 gears? A semi-truck? Hey, it's Lee Matthews, Frontier Auto Group. What I just described to you are all of the transmissions that have come in over the years. And I noticed that on the Matthews Mobile that it actually has 11 speeds on it. I'm not sure which ones of those are overdrive or what, but I've got an automatic, so it doesn't really matter. But Frontier Auto Group knows all of those transmissions because they've been in existence since the design, distribution, and use of all of those transmissions have been in the automobile industry. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Talk to Connor, Stacy, or Todd, or Kevin, or Shane, Jerry, Scott, too. Service and routine maintenance on fleet vehicles, that's one of the things they specialize in. And they also have free tire rotations and battery checks. Why? Well, because they think that's just the right thing to do. If they don't have the model color features you want, they can get it and order it within 24 hours. Been in business as long as Route 66 has been in business, right there on the new roundabout off Route 66 in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotors.net.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Suzanne Callahan here, your CPA candidate for House District 38. Over the past 9 months, I visited families, farmers, and small businesses across our district, listening to your concerns about rising grocery costs, higher gas prices, property taxes, and burdensome regulations. I understand the importance of protecting our water, our land, our power grid, and our way of life. I'm not running to make headlines. I'm running to listen and to serve. On June 16th, I'd be honored to earn your vote. I'm Suzanne Callahan, and I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Suzanne Callahan, 2026.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Eric Erickson in Oklahoma City. I'm coming to see you in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. But right now, we got a lot of news to cover this week. The world continues to be insane. The situation in Iran continues to fester. And my job is to get you through the headlines and all the breaking news right here on Freedom 96.9. And I will take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low 69, partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, high 83. Tomorrow night's low 66, Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high 84. 86 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Jerry is out west. Out west.
And yeah, I'm driving toward west, yes.
Good to have you along.
Okay. What is the minimum wage? Is it $7.25?
Yes.
Or is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm against that is there'd be some people would immediately drop it to $4. And, you know, you take a mother that's got two kids, can't even hardly survive at 7.25. All of a sudden he says, I don't have to pay you nothing. I'll pay you $4 or find you another job. Well, maybe she can't find another job. The problem with most of them kids not working, what the caller just said, we got too many people on welfare. That's the biggest program they ought to tackle.
Yeah,
I wish they'd put me in charge of that. I'd put people in charge to watch them people on welfare. If they're unable, disabled, and could work some, I would give them incentive to work some. The ones that are freeloaders, I'd kick them off immediately. That's the reason a lot of kids don't want to work, and a lot of parents pay their bills so they don't have to work.
Well,
I would also, if I was in the government, I would give an incentive for people to hire kids of, what you said, 12, 14, mm-hmm. to work some hours, because if you don't learn to work time you're 16, you don't want to work.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I owe the fact that I was in an industry where I wanted to be doing what I wanted to do. I knew the minute I started my first day that this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. So I put my, you know, I concentrated on it. I worked hard at it, and it was the type of work where practice makes perfect. So the more you did it, the better you got at it. And I will never ever forget
that first 8 years of that little radio station where I was working. And every single day I draw upon those things that I learned at that little bitty radio station. It wasn't a big, glamorous, fancy radio station in a big city. It was a small town, almost laughable signal, but we took it seriously. And the people in that town took it seriously because it was their hometown radio station. So
yes. The reason most kids I knew that wanted to work is, number one, their parents taught them the desire to work, and then you got to have a role model, parents that want to work.
Yeah.
If they're lazy and don't work, well, the kids grow up doing the same thing.
No. Nope.
But anyway, I enjoy your program. I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in, but well, I'd hate to see it. I think 725's plenty low enough. Do I want to see it raised to 15? No.
No,
I mean, that just adds money to everything.
Unless the market can support it.
Oh, I agree.
And I don't.
Yeah, but yeah. I agree. But the mandatory 15 would be silly right now, I think.
Right. I don't think the market can support it. I don't know that the market ever will support it. And I know there's some parts of the nation where the market will support that, but Oklahoma is not one of them. There's a reason that our minimum wage is lower. Our cost of living is lower. Our ability for you to go out and get a job is higher. Our unemployment is lower. Thank you, Jerry.
You bet.
On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. And this is an initiative coming from outside the state. It's an initiative that they're trying to implement all over the nation, state by state. And they want to take like a California standard and apply it to Oklahoma. So, no, I wasn't suggesting we get rid of the minimum wage. I just think the market should dictate what it is, not some outside artificial entity, not taking into consideration our cost of living, our unemployment rate, and so on. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello?
Rick.
Hey, Rick, where are you?
I'm driving to work, I guess, but I'm far away so I can talk.
Okay. Where would that be?
In Oklahoma City area.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. So I was always taught that good economics, and for me, if there are more jobs than people, then wages will go up.
Yeah.
If you're more people than jobs, wages are going to go down.
Yeah.
And so the government coming in with our people who are for the government setting wage rates at a minimum are usually the same people who are for open borders.
Yeah.
And you can't do one and do the other unless you're ignorant of economics or you're purposely trying to crash our economic system, and which wouldn't surprise me. But basically, more jobs, create an environment where people can go create jobs, and that way wages that have to compete for you. When Trump was in the first time, wages were going up without anybody having to say anything. Wages were going up. And a lot of the jobs are $15 an hour now, $12, $15 an hour for fast food, just without anybody coaxing them to do so. So let the market dictate what happens, and it will work. If you get interfered with it, it's going to mess things up.
Well, I think Chick-fil-A is an example of one of those fast food restaurants that pays the $15 an hour, but they need I don't know if you've ever been through a Chick-fil-A recently. It is a beehive of activity. They need those kids getting that food out quick, getting that food out accurately. And and they show their appreciation too, because they have all kinds of college savings programs and internship programs for the kids. So it's a good deal if you can get on board with them. But that's the marketplace.
If you let the market dictate it, that's how we got health insurance.
Yeah.
So all companies had to offer it in order to entice you to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't have that with the government interfering. That's what ruined health insurance. And now the costs are high because it's government getting interfering
again. It is. Artificially inflating it. Rick, thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9. And all of this is boiling down to State Question 832, which you'll get to vote on this coming election, and voting whether or not we raise the minimum wage an insane amount or not. On Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah is increasing as Israel's incursion into Lebanon grows.
Clashes between Israel and the Iranian-backed military group have grown more intense, and Israel's ground incursion into Lebanon has pushed deeper into that country than it has in nearly two decades. This as leaders in Iran and the U.S. continue to negotiate a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Though Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has cast doubt that any deal between the U.S. and Iran will be completed soon. A report in Axios Monday said President Trump called Netanyahu crazy, saying he's putting the peace talks in jeopardy. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
The NFL's main social media account stayed silent on Pride Month's opening day, focusing instead on football news. The move sparked debate over whether the omission was intentional or simply a change in messaging. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Lately in Oklahoma, we've seen a troubling number of crashes where drivers hit vehicles stopped on the side of the road. Sometimes it is a stranded motorist changing a tire. Sometimes it is a police officer, tow truck driver, or someone helping a family member. And in just a split second, a passing vehicle drifts over and tragedy happens. Most of the time, these crashes are completely preventable. Drivers are distracted, speeding, or simply not paying attention. Remember this. If you see a vehicle stopped on the shoulder, slow down and move over if you can. Give people space. That simple decision can save a life. And if you or someone you love has been hurt in one of these crashes, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma County is spending another $70,000 on its new jail project as costs continue rising. Commissioners approved the funds for additional site testing as the project moves forward. The jail was originally approved by voters back in 2022, but costs have significantly increased since then. Leaders are now considering asking voters for more funding later this year as work on the jail continues. Attorney General Gendar Drummond is praising new laws aimed at strengthening protections for domestic violence victims, including measures allowing prior abuse incidents to be used in court and requiring GPS monitoring for certain offenders. Another law expands what qualifies as felony domestic abuse, with officials saying the changes are meant to better protect victims and hold repeat offenders accountable for their actions. Residents in Piedmont are voicing concerns over a proposed large data center development. The project would require rezoning agricultural land, which has raised worries about traffic, water usage, and environmental impact. Company representatives say the facility would use systems designed to reduce water consumption. Officials say more review is needed before moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Don't miss the Summer Savings Sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Four magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite Pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
I'm glad Labor Commissioner Leslie Osborne isn't running. I would have to vote her out. I'll tell you why as the drive continues in 30 seconds right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect increasing cloudiness and humid conditions with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, reaching a high of 87. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 67. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid weather with the possibility of gusty thunderstorms and breezy conditions in the afternoon with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
A lot of things on the topic buffet today on Freedom 96.9.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Oklahoma's talk radio. So more people are speaking out against data centers. What do you think? What do you think about being able to work for Medicare? That's a new rule that Trump wants to attach. And state question 832, we've heard before, we've heard for it, we've heard against it. Your thoughts on that, 405-608-4377. We'll get the vote on it here coming up later this month in the primary election. It is Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Nina is in Blair. Thank you for hanging on, Nina.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to speak up on the Swadley barbecue deal at Quartz Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, they were going to put one at Quartz Mountain. They were going to put one at Quartz Mountain. And the big thing was is that they weren't going to be able to stay open year-round. So the state was supposed to compensate them for the days that they weren't going to be able to be open.
Well, I don't know about what days they were supposed to be open, but they were open and they were serving. But I think the whole controversy and price gouging and everything happened with the I heard you say earlier that how much it would cost for him to build a restaurant and just a regular commercial atmosphere.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is he didn't have to build the restaurant. The lodge and the restaurant was already there. Mm-hmm. It just had to be converted over for his food and everything. And decorated his way. And I know there's been price gouging going on to the state for years. Everybody knows that. But he got greedy, and that's why he got caught. He was turning in invoices for hundreds of thousands of dollars for paintings for the lobby and the restaurant that at the most maybe cost $800 to $1,000 a piece. And he was telling his vendors how much he wanted to make in a profit on an invoice. I mean, he got real sloppy, and that's what got him caught.
Well, yeah, so, he may be guilty of sloppy paperwork. I don't know that he deserves 10 years in prison.
Sloppy paperwork. Well, I kind of do, because he got a lot of money out of that. And if he was going to work for 10 years, he wouldn't have made the money that he's going to, that he took from the state. So I kind of do think he deserves it.
Well,
I think there's a lot of more people that deserve it also, but,
yeah,
you know, like I said,
I would say the people that approved all of that and did not call it into question even a little bit. So, Nina, thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. A new final rule from the Trump administration is requiring most Medicaid beneficiaries between the ages of 19 and 64 to prove they work or complete community service, or participate in a work program to win the benefits. The rule comes from broad policies, and each state is required to have to place and implement in the Medicaid work requirement from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The rule establishes the standards the state must use to implement the statutory work requirement, including clear expectations for eligibility determinations, exemptions, verifications, and state reporting requirements. So I like this. I think you should have to, if you are an able body and can work, you should have to work to get that benefit. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Good evening, Lee. It's John in Ponca City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
I'll skip the Swadley's deal because I'm not that educated on it.
Okay.
Although, if you make a contract, they got to follow the contract. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's another one of my points. He evidently had a contract, but go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got to pay it. Then maybe you made a bad contract. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Anyway. As far as the data centers, come on, people. You're looking at what the impact on the on the environment and such. What about the money it's going to bring into your local community?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never speak of that. They're like, oh, well, the water and the energy bill and whatever. Well, if your tax revenues go up $1 million a year to in a small town, that's a big deal. So they ignore that. But my main point is the state question. That irritates me to no end because your point is what I've been trying to make. You were talking about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay, the reason they can get away with paying $15 an hour is because they have high-quality employees.
Yes.
It's called Adam Smith's Invisible Hand. People realize that if you make people pay more wages, they're going to have to charge you more for the chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Duh. And that's Captain Obvious.
I don't get in and out of Chick-fil-A just for the lovely wife and I, without forking over $20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
And I drink water or tea at home, so I don't even get a drink.
Yeah.
But my point is they skip the other part about Adam Smith's invisible hand. If you provide a great service and a great high-quality product and have a lot of customers, you will naturally pay your employees more to entice higher quality workers.
Yeah.
You will get the people that will, hey, you're a stud. You really are kind to people. You know your stuff. You pay attention. You care about your job. I'd be happy to pay you $15, $20, $25 an hour. But you're making the money because of the quality and the customers. And that's the other side of the invisible hand is the wages is actually based on your productivity. And that's totally missed in this whole conversation. It's like, well, a cheeseburger is going to cost more, but these people should be paid. Well, you're missing the whole point.
Yeah.
I want high quality. If I'm going to have to blow $20, $25, $30 at a kind of fast food place, Chick-fil-A is great quality. Don't get me wrong, but you get my point.
If I'm going to blow that kind of money.
I want really good service. Well, you got to have really good employees to have really good service.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let Adam Smith's invisible hand, the companies that are going to be very productive and very successful are the ones that are going to provide a fair wage to their employees. My rant is done.
Well, I went through this past 6-7 months. I went through this with delivery pizza. I used to love to order delivery pizza because I got it fast, I got it hot, and it was not a whole lot more to pay than if you made it yourself or went down to a pizza place and bought it. Well, that little by little after the pandemic began to change. The pizza would arrive cold. The get to stoppings you want, you had to pay more. A gas allowance was thrown into the price of the pizza on top of the 15% they wanted you to pay their driver and so on and so forth until finally to get the pizza I really wanted, I was paying $50 or close to it for a pizza for me and the lovely wife. And half the time it would show up cold. So I just said to hell with it. And a lovely wife bought me a Grozny pizza oven, and we're in heaven. We can make it anytime we want and keep the toppings in the freezer.
And you can go get the finest ingredients for a great pizza for $20.
Yes.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. And making it
is not even that expensive. I can probably make us a good 14-inch pizza for around $10.
Well, the time factor, you know, time is money, but it got back in the day in the 90s and at OSU in college and then OCU for law school. I lived on pizza like that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it was affordable.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm studying for finals. I got to get a pizza. I don't have time to go to the grocery store and cook.
When the Domino's pizza came to the little town I grew up in, you would have sworn the Pope had come to town. The mayor came out to the grand opening, gave them a key to the city.
The ribbon cutting.
There was, red carpet. All the city council was there. And a line of people ready to get their pizza from Domino's Pizza or to have it delivered. So.
Yep. go figure. And if the government wouldn't spend so much, we could have those days again.
Yeah.
That's really the bottom line. And open up our energy spigot.
Yeah.
Those two things is pretty. It will take time, just like it took Reagan and Volcker 8 till 82, 83 to get us out of Carter's mess.
Yeah.
It's the same situation here. But if those restraints are gone, it's going to explode. Our economy is going to do great.
I think so. I'm very optimistic, John. Thank you for calling and reestablishing that optimism on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Celebrated a milestone birthday this year. And for all of my troubles, I got my AARP card in the mail yesterday. And I said to myself, I said to the AARP, not so fast, not so fast. I'm not ready for the AARP card. Are you eligible for the AARP card? Or are you eligible for Medicare? Well, if you are, you were probably born in 1961, and if you are, you're probably getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts on top of the mail circulars that are coming in your mailbox. If it's all confusing, I'm here to tell you your life will be a lot easier if you call Well-Preserved Advisory Group and have them help you with all of that. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make in your new Medicare. If you are new to Medicare, the team at Well Preserve can put together a plan that works for you, no matter how old you are or no matter what your physical abilities are. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. That's the Well Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values, protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9,
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Calling for partly cloudy skies. Low tonight of 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow. 30% chance of rain. High 83. Tomorrow night, 66 for the low. Into Thursday, 40% chance of rain and a high of 84. It's 86 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What do you think of the data centers? More and more people are speaking out against them. State question 832. We've heard the pros. We've heard the cons. What do you think? That's raising the minimum wage, by the way. What do you think of those who are able to work having to get their Medicare? I say it's about time. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jacqueline writes, Lee, this is just funny but a little scary. Headlines from the future. Ozone created by electric cars now killing millions in the seventh largest country in the world, Mexifornia, formerly known as California. White minorities still trying to have English recognized as Mexifornia's third language. Spotted owl plague threatens northwest United States crops and livestock. Baby conceived naturally. Scientists are stumped. Couple petitions court to reinstate heterosexual marriage. Iran still closed off. Physicists estimate it'll take at least 10 more years before radioactivity decreases to safe levels. France pleads for global help after being taken over by Jamaica. No other country comes forward to help the beleaguered nation. Castro has finally died at age 112. Cuban cigars can now be imported legally, but President Chelsea Clinton has banned all smoking. And George Z. Bush says he will run for president in 2036. Yes, Jacqueline, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Have you seen that video? It's a video of all of the things in pop culture that the Simpsons have made fun of 10, 15 years ago that came to pass. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Money, 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 money. If you haven't got it, it isn't any fun. That's why you need to call my good friend Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. Doesn't matter how much you have right now, he can take what you do have and make more. He puts those two little mama dollars and those little baby mama dollars and the daddy dollars together and turns on the romantic music and then lets them do their thing. And next thing you know, you got your money, 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 money. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. I'm Lee Matthews, 405-760-5863. That's his personal number. And he wants to sit down with you personally to see what your wants and needs and financial abilities are, whether it's $5 or $500,000 or $5 million. McGuireCap.com, the website, locally owned and operated right here at 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany. McGuire Capital, so your money, 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 money can continue to grow with McGuire Capital.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
When Trump said we need to build the wall because we've got people coming in here illegally bringing drugs and crime and rapists, what the average person listening at home heard was, yeah, we should probably build that wall. That doesn't sound safe at all. But the media wanted you to prioritize what they thought mattered, which was their made-up interpretation of Donald Trump's approach to border security. Same thing going on with Spencer Pratt right now.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather with the forecast. Partly cloudy, low tonight 69. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow. High of 83. Dropping down to 66 for tomorrow night's low. Thursday, a 40% chance of rain and a high of 84. 86 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Jerry and Meeker, thank you for hanging on.
Hi, buddy. How's it going?
Guns for everybody.
It's unless you're a felon, then you don't. Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, I don't consider that everybody.
You go. So there's a couple of things I'd like to talk about. First of all, we'd like to get into that whole minimum wage. My wife and I, we went to Hideaway in downtown, mm-hmm. and it cost us two pizzas and a side, $70. That's including tip and tax.
Yeah.
Now, are you sure you guys want to go in there and raise the minimum wage?
Yeah, because it hasn't even been raised yet. Yeah.
No, exactly. So I don't think that's a good idea, people. My wife and I, we used to run a restaurant, and our biggest expense, actually owned it, mm-hmm. was labor.
Yeah.
And it's without a doubt. So I hope that this doesn't pass. And then, anyway, yes, forever is what they're saying. It will keep raising.
It would, in perpetuity, yes. Yes.
Perpetuity, yes. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And it would double, and then it would double again and double again. No, it's not right for the Oklahoma market. Now, do we need to talk about raising the minimum wage? Okay, that's a reasonable conversation to have, but it needs to be had by Oklahomans and Oklahoma right. business people. And Oklahoma business yes. people need to decide, okay, if we are going to raise it, let's raise it this much, and then we'll visit it again later on down the road. We don't need to have these automatic increments that will raise it where the marketplace doesn't allow it to raise.
Well, you'll see a lot of businesses go out of business because yeah. they can't afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, we can't afford it, and one more thing before I get off the air. Is there any way possible that you can get with your station and you guys to interview some of these candidates running for office and stuff like this, various offices, and actually interview them? Would that be something you would entertain?
Here is what's holding us up right now. What's holding us up right now is we are in a window 45 days out from the election where we have to grant every and all candidate equal time. So let's say okay. I conservatively offer 5 minutes per candidate. Well, I haven't even right. counted how many candidates are running for the Republican side of the governor's race.
Right.
I think there are two on the Democrat side. See, we don't want to give that much time to someone who may not be a serious candidate. So we're going to wait.
Right.
We're going to wait till after the primary and it's whittled down, and then I'm going to start featuring more of the candidates.
That's okay. I was unaware of that. That makes sense. And then one last thing. I am voting for Jake Merrick. I think he's a phenomenal candidate. I can't wait to see what he does.
He's got a phenomenal amount of buzz on social media. I think he is being grossly underestimated.
I hope you're yeah. I think you're right. Anybody who does not take public or private money is doing all right with me.
Well, and then his challenge will be Eastern Oklahoma. Will he get enough people from eastern Oklahoma to know who the hell he is and then want to vote for him when they do find out who he is? Because that's what it takes. It takes what we call ballot familiarity. And I don't know. I haven't been with him. I haven't talked to him in many months. I know he was doing a run down Route 66. Did that give him enough? Did that give him enough attention in the east? I don't know. Has he been going to the Chamber of Commerce meetings in the east? I don't know. But I hope so.
He is a great guy. I'm glad to know that he was on the station. Anyway, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Trump took Bibi Netanyahu out to the woodshed last night. Now I don't want to hear any more people complaining that Trump's just doing what the Jewish state is telling him to. Freedom 96.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Two people killed in a crash involving a semi-truck west of Kingfisher. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has intensified as Israel's incursion into Lebanon grows. Richard Engel reports the clashes have continued even after President Trump said yesterday that he'd communicated with both sides, speaking in a post on Truth Social.
Writing, they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel. Axios, citing two sources, reports President Trump exploded on the call with Netanyahu, cursing, calling him crazy, and accusing the prime minister of ingratitude.
A ceasefire in Lebanon has become a main sticking point as Iran and the United States negotiate to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has cast doubt that any deal between the U.S. and Iran will soon be completed. The Justice Department says it will abide by a court ruling that temporarily paused the Trump administration's so-called anti-weaponization fund.
The DOJ made the announcement in a statement on Monday. It came after reports said the White House would be backing away from the fund. The fund was established from a settlement reached between the Trump family and the IRS to resolve long-running disputes. The DOJ had said they created a systematic process to hear and redress claims of others who suffered weaponization and lawfare. The fund would also give those pardoned related to the January the 6th Capitol riot a way to get payouts for what they said was government overreach. I'm Mark Niefield.
Meta Platforms will lay off nearly 2,300 workers in California as it cuts 10% of its staff.
That includes 74 workers at its Los Angeles office in Playa Vista and 2,200 at its headquarters in Menlo Park. Affected employees who learned of the cuts on May 22nd are expected to leave the company by July 22nd. There has been no word of additional company-wide layoff plans for 2026. Meta says it's part of a move to improve efficiency and to offset its investments in AI. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Two people were killed in a crash involving a semi-truck west of Kingfisher, with troopers saying a vehicle clipped a turning pickup before crashing head-on with a semi. The victims have been identified as 20-year-old Alicia Bidwell McDonough and 23-year-old Alexis Pendleton. Both were pronounced dead at the scene, and a person in the semi was injured, but details on their condition haven't been released. Police and Moore broken up an organized retail theft operation involving stolen electronics, with five suspects arrested, accused of using fraudulent apps and fake orders to steal items like gaming consoles. Officials reportedly found additional stolen goods in a nearby vehicle, with suspects now facing multiple charges. Authorities say the investigation continues and more charges may be pending.
Parts of Oklahoma City could see budget cuts as leaders finalize the new fiscal plan. The proposed budget includes some reductions, including frozen police positions and changes for the fire department. Officials say rising costs are outpacing revenue growth, but the budget prioritizes public safety services, with a plan totaling more than $2 billion and set to take effect July 1st if approved. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at ModusHealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
Trump took Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to the woodshed after supper last night. I'll tell you why as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect increasing cloudiness and humid conditions with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, reaching a high of 87. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 67. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid weather with the possibility of gusty thunderstorms and breezy conditions in the afternoon with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision making, whether it's DC or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Got a lot of great things on the topic buffet, or you could bring your own topic if you like to. That's generally how it works. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address directly, and you can find me on Facebook and on X profiles. Friend me, follow me, I'll friend and follow you back like a stalker. So Piedmont says, put a hold on that data center until we can at least figure out what to do about the wind turbines. But Piedmont's not alone. UConn as well, wanting to know, where is the off-ramp if we needed it? Want your Medicaid? You'll have to, if you're a certain age and of working ability, you'll have to work for it. A little later on, I'll get into this issue. Should we copy Salt Lake City's transit system? Keep in mind, they've got a transit system that has one crucial ingredient that ours does not have: people who are willing to ride on it. And President Donald Trump reportedly steamrolled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a heated call yesterday over Israel's operations in Lebanon. According to Axios, citing officials, Trump expressed frustration over Israel's actions against Hezbollah, saying the increased pressure could complicate negotiations with Iran, and it did. Summarizing Trump's remarks to Netanyahu, a U.S. official reportedly said the president said, "You're bleeping crazy. You'd be in prison if it weren't for me. I'm saving your bleep. Everyone hates you now. Everyone hates Israel because of this." A second source said Trump was pissed and at one point yelled at Netanyahu, "What the bleep are you doing?" Another source told the outlet Trump had steamrolled Netanyahu during the call. The call between the two leaders came after Iran threatened to end negotiations with the U.S. over Israel's actions in Lebanon. I don't blame him. He's making a negotiation that ultimately is going to benefit Israel, and he's putting American hardware in the field. Oh, yes, we're quite appreciative of the intelligence that Mossad has been able to provide the United States. But we're paying it back in spades. But more importantly, what this little incident shows, Trump is not doing the bidding of Israel. Trump is not letting Israel call the shots. Trump is not a lapdog for Bibi Netanyahu. What do you want us to do? We'll do whatever it is, whatever makes you happy. This confirms it, without a shadow of a doubt. Iran reportedly threatened to completely withdraw from the peace talks on Monday over Israel's attacks on Lebanon. President Trump secured the renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, going on to insist that the talks remain active, which I haven't heard anything new yet, but we will see. 405-608-4377, you are on the air with Lee Matthews and The Drive. What's your name?
I'm Foster out here in Bethany.
Good to hear from you, sir.
How would I get to read a poem to you off the air?
Well, I can't do that while I'm here working. Is it dirty?
Could you call me? And it's the reason why, I've got lots of songs and poems all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm an old Korean War veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm a patriot. So this has to do with our 250th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you would like it if I can read it to you. I don't know if you want me to read it on the air.
Well, I is it dirty? Is there anything dirty about it or controversial?
No, it's not controversial. It's just patriotic.
Okay, well, then I think it fits the programming format of Freedom 96.9, so go ahead.
When General Washington took up his rifle gun, he led those patriots to fire their musket. Oh, I misread it. I'm sorry.
Well, you might want to turn your radio down, Foster, because it's echoing through.
Is it coming through? I had it way down.
Yeah, let's turn it down because I think it's messing you up.
Okay. When General Washington took up his rifle gun, he led those patriots. Well, I've got something wrong here. I made copies and I lost it. When General Washington took up his rifle gun, he led those patriots. Well, I don't know what I've got here. I'll have to talk to you off the air. You'll like it.
Okay. I don't know that I have time to because I'm busy with this program for another hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
250 years, the good old USA is really here to stay. So tell the world around it's freedom we have found, or we congratulate and so we celebrate. That's part of the verse.
Very good.
When General Washington, well, I must have messed up. I made copies of it and I pasted it together wrong.
Okay.
That's the reason why I don't have.
Okay.
When General Washington took up a rifle gun,
he knew it wouldn't be much fun. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
He led those patriots to fire the musket shots. America was born with freedom to adorn and made the new world free with glorious liberty. That's part of it.
Yeah. Well, all right.
So this is a song now.
Yeah.
See, and that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Could you call me?
I can't call you tonight, Foster, but and I don't want you to
tomorrow
give your phone number.
Or
I don't want you to give your phone number over the air. So I'm going to put you on hold here, and then when I finish this segment, I'll try to get back with you. Okay, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. That's just the thing. I'm not trying to be ugly. I really am not. I get people calling me, and they want to talk off the air all the time. And all I can say is I have a million things going on right now. It's like being an air traffic controller, what I do here. And I'm the only one, I guarantee you, on this planet that is doing a talk radio show the way that I do this talk radio show. So when I say I'm tied up, I am tied up. I have to give the program my individual attention. I don't have the brain cells to give you conversation during a commercial break or after I get off the air or along those lines. After I get off the air, I have so much more to do to get ready for tomorrow's program. And I like to get home at a decent time to have a glass of wine with the lovely wife. So, but please understand, we can talk later on social media. We can talk later on email. If you send me an email, that's the most efficient way to do it. I don't think Foster has email. So, I don't know what solution to give, but 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you were on the air.
Hi, Lee. It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Good to hear from you. And where are you, if anywhere?
I am at my stove cooking dinner.
Okay. In Blaumansville, Oklahoma, which is just outside of Branch and in between Buick and Bowlegs. Here we go.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, I listened with a high degree of interest when you were talking about people having to go to work for Medicaid.
Yeah.
Because there are too many freeloaders on Medicaid. Now, the other big scam or program which people have taken enormous advantage of is disability. And I think they should go after that next.
It's looking like they've cracked open so much fraud. It's going to take years to iron it all out in Minnesota. They found more in Ohio. They found a lot in California. Nobody in those states was paying attention, nor did they even want to pay attention.
Yeah, I think this disability situation is a total scam on the part of the people that are getting it. There are certain types of people that are getting it that shouldn't be getting it, and they're mostly unemployed because they want to be unemployed because they grew up in a sense, they grew up in a culture of why should I work when I can get anything I need from the government.
You know, we're also getting all these illegals in our country, and they're being told how to come into this country and get this free stuff. And it's no skin off their nose because they're coming in from a corrupt situation that's so corrupt you take anything you can get because that's how you live your life.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger problem, though, is the pervasive problem in the United States. The illegals are just jumping onto a train that's already going down the track, so to say. So anyway, just thought I'd put that in and like your show.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for listening in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We've got a new National Director of Intelligence. As you may have known, Tulsi Gabbard had to bow out. Her husband, I think, went in for his first surgery today. He's got a rare form of bone cancer. So President Donald Trump announced today he's appointing Federal Housing Finance Agency Director William Bill Pulte to serve as the acting director of national intelligence to replace Tulsi Gabbard. In a post on Truth Social, he said that Pulte's leadership in the FHFA and his oversight in mortgage grants, mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, director of Federal Housing Finance Agency. He was walking outside the White House when he was last photographed. Trump said that Pulte will remain as FHFA director and chairman of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac while serving as the intelligence post, which also tells me that Trump will he'll have enough assistance that Trump won't overload him. And then there's this notion that city leaders here at Oklahoma City and Norman and Edmond traveled to Salt Lake City, Utah, to see firsthand how their regional transit system is working and could work here in Oklahoma. Over the three-day trip organized by One Transit, they gave leaders the opportunity to experience Salt Lake City's established transportation network. One Transit's focus is introducing high-capacity transit to regional non-capacity transit or modes such as commuter rail, light rail, bus rapid transit, and Salt Lake City has the same system that One Transit is working on to bring or wanting to bring to Oklahoma. The plans would include a commuter rail connecting to Oklahoma City, Norman, and Edmond, along with a light rail connection to downtown Oklahoma City and to Will Rogers International Airport, bus, rapid transit, and other modes as well. One of the main complaints that they hear is people struggling to find parking or just feeling confused when they're overwhelmed with being downtown or while they're driving. The transportation system would help with that and ease congestion on I-35. I don't think we have enough of that problem for it to be a problem. Yes, we have that problem when the Thunder are playing. We have that problem when there's something big going on downtown. But it's not a 24/7 kind of problem, nor is it something that happens daily. Now, for one thing, if we would finally stop tearing up the roads and tearing up the buildings where we have to block streets off, that would alleviate that problem. And secondly, I don't think we have enough people who will want or who are going to be willing to give up their car and get on a commuter train. I just don't think that that's going to exist. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Finally, how's it going to get paid for? Because I'm tired of seeing these tax and spend infrastructure projects that are just not going anywhere. Look at the streetcars. Would you just look at the streetcars in downtown Oklahoma City? Nobody is riding them. And the reason nobody's riding them is that they are not necessary 24/7. They may come in handy on a game night. That's it. Rest of the time, all they're doing, and if you are griping about traffic problems in downtown Oklahoma City, usually it's being caused by a streetcar that is blocking something or blocking a lane. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Who needs fireworks to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States? You can go out and make your own fireworks with the help of H&H Shooting Sports, because just in time for hot June and July is hot savings at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. The Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm. Springfield has been making weapons in the United States for as long as there's been a United States and a Second Amendment. And they've got the Armory Echelon 9mm gear up package, which includes the pistol, four magazines, a range bag, and a green dot optic. It's all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm for only $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite pistol. And that's with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian. Don't let it get too hot this summer. Head to H&H Shooting Sports.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values, protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I don't care if the Republican nominee for attorney general in Texas has five heads and no toes. I don't care. I don't care if he's purple. I don't care. So long as you're not a Marxist, I literally don't care. That's my rule. Just don't be a Marxist. Don't come after our rights.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Matthews and the Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Roger writes, Lee, I've been looking into concerns raised by Mitch Vexler on YouTube, who is pointing to what he describes as the systemic problems in property tax assessments across the country. His argument is that inflated property valuations are driving up higher tax bills and fueling school bond debt. He claims lots of these school districts are bankrupt. I don't know much about Ferlin Kearns yet, but he's got my attention, especially since Larry Stein seems to be more focused on attacking opponents than clearly explaining where he stands on eliminating property taxes for paid-off property. Also, from what I've seen, Stein is getting pretty cozy with school administrators. I hope Stein advertising on your station isn't influencing coverage. Listeners deserve fair reporting. Okay, well, Roger, no, it is not influencing anything. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to dig further into Ferlin Kearns, you go ahead and you're going to find out exactly what Larry Stein has been saying about this guy. He's got a rap sheet a mile long, and it's not just drunk driving. And he's done time in Oklahoma and I believe in Kansas. I don't know what has given this guy the idea that he's qualified to be the tax assessor, except that he doesn't like Larry Stein, and he's trying to get Larry Stein out of office. By the way, Larry Stein doesn't have anything to say about property taxes going away when your property is paid for, because he doesn't control that whatsoever. That's controlled by, A, the legislature, and then by you and I, by voting that down when it appears on the ballot later this month. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Edgar from Norman.
Hello, Edgar. Good to hear from you, sir.
First time calling. My wife, we just recently moved here from California last year. My wife graduated from OU and decided to come back home.
You came to your senses and came home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wanted to comment on the first transit.
Okay.
My wife and I, we have lived in Houston, in Portland, Oregon, in Seattle, and in San Diego. First Transit, I believe, when we lived back on the West Coast, is actually owned by a Scottish company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same system. And what they do is they always, in all the cities we've lived in, they've never reached ridership. It's always been over cost.
Yeah.
What they do is when individuals switch over, like our normal embarked bus drivers, they go non-union.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up establishing a whole complete separate contract whatsoever. And our experiences of living in all those cities is that the only thing that it does is provides free rides for the riffraff, let's put it like that, to go from city to city. Because one of the biggest problems we've experienced in all those cities we've lived in, I'm retired Army, is that they never provide enough security.
No.
So what happens is the criminals figure out, or the riffraff, like say, for instance, they're going to ride the red line, like say from here to the airport.
Yeah.
Normally there's maybe one, maybe two security persons to check tickets. Well, they'll look over at the platform and see these two individuals get on, and they'll say, well, we'll just wait for the next one.
Yeah.
And by the time those security individuals end up finishing their shift, that's like half the day.
Yeah.
So that's what happens.
And they know that these people are traveling on an airplane, so they probably have money. They're carrying a bag that probably has valuables in it. And they're going to be on a street, in a railroad car with these people for 15, 20 minutes where nobody can get out.
And most of the time, what they'll do is they'll write them a ticket at first. It's like, well, we'll give you a warning.
Yeah.
They just look past that, like, okay, fine. If there's a good example.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Secretary of State Marco Rubio faced tough questions on Capitol Hill today as lawmakers pressed him on the State Department budget and the ongoing conflict in Iran.
Mr. Rubio, you keep telling us how we're winning this war. The president keeps saying,
well, the war's over.
Completely annihilated. The war is not over. And yet the American people see how we're losing at the pump and with their costs.
Much of the hearing focused on the administration's strategy in the region, ceasefire concerns, and negotiations with Tehran. Rubio scheduled to appear before the House Foreign Affairs Committee tomorrow for another budget hearing. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the Trump administration is abandoning the proposed anti-weaponization fund. The move follows a court ruling that temporarily halted the program.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 228 points, the S&P 500 added 9 points, and the NASDAQ rose 7 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network USA, Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Two people were killed in a crash involving a semi-truck west of Kingfisher, with troopers saying a vehicle clipped a turning pickup before crashing head-on with a semi. The victims have been identified as 20-year-old Alicia Bidwell McDonough and 23-year-old Alexis Pendleton. Both were pronounced dead at the scene, and a person in the semi was injured, but details on their condition haven't been released. Police in Moore broken up an organized retail theft operation involving stolen electronics, with five suspects arrested, accused of using fraudulent apps and fake orders to steal items like gaming consoles. Officials reportedly found additional stolen goods in a nearby vehicle, with suspects now facing multiple charges. Authorities say the investigation continues and more charges may be pending. Parts of Oklahoma City could see budget cuts as leaders finalize the new fiscal plan. The proposed budget includes some reductions, including frozen police positions and changes for the fire department. Officials say rising costs are outpacing revenue growth, but the budget prioritizes public safety services, with a plan totaling more than $2 billion and set to take effect July 1st if approved. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You know, the first French word I ever learned to speak? Chevrolet. Hey, everybody, look at me. I can speak French. Chevrolet. El Chevrolet. La Chevrolet. It's Lee Matthews for the Frontier Auto Group. I say that because they are a Chevy dealer, and they've been a Chevy dealer on America's home road, Mother Road, since there's been a Mother Road. I'm talking about Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City, and everywhere you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 and the roundabout. As identifiable as Chevy is, there's also Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, and they've got that dealership across the street, too, also at that very same roundabout from Route 66. So as we celebrate the centennial of Route 66, we can also celebrate a centennial of saving great money on family-oriented business and automobiles being sold by Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotors.net.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Don't miss the Summer Savings Sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Four magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite Pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue. Made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9 is the choice for voters in the June 16th primary. Get your name and message out to the voters. Call 405-456-0760 or click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
How will the Oklahoma Highway Patrol police self-driving trucks with an app? Oklahoma's Talk Radio answers that question. Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews as the drive continues. Speaking of driving, in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect increasing cloudiness and humid conditions with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, reaching a high of 87. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 67. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid weather with the possibility of gusty thunderstorms and breezy conditions in the afternoon with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather, Lee Matthews on the drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I want to do a touchback with Edgar in Norman, who just called. He's lived all over the United States, worked in the services. So he's lived in Portland, he lived in San Diego, he lived in Houston, Washington State. Anyway, he is familiar with the company that is put together a transit system for Salt Lake that officials from Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman went to look at and ride upon, and I'm sure get a sales pitch of what they would like to do in Oklahoma and set up a line from Edmond to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City to Norman. Basically a commuter rail. Oh, and then one that would go out to the airport. Edgar was pointing out that There's all kinds of issues they never tell you about. They never tell you about how security is going to be handled for all of these light rail. They never tell you that the light rail never pay for themselves, ever. Because the only time they're used is on special occasions, game nights, and things like that when people don't want to deal with parking or traffic. Kind of like the streetcars in downtown Oklahoma City right now. They've made the streetcars free, and people are still not riding them. Here's the other thing he pointed out, and this is indicative not of just of Portland, but he said all the cities that he's lived that have had this, they just end up being free transportation for the homeless and magnets for muggers because they know there's no security. They know that, oh, yeah, this line goes to Edmond. Generally, people in Edmond have more cash. The women are going to have more cash in their purses. The men are going to have more wallets. Or this line goes out to the airport. Most people who are flying anywhere are going to have a lot of money with them. Or a suitcase full of belongings. And they'll be locked up in a railroad car for whatever, 10 or 15 minutes to get out to the airport. Those are the things they don't tell you about light rail. And I've seen it. I've seen it in one of them is the T-Rex in Denver. It was supposed to solve all of Denver's traffic problems. It has done nothing because nobody takes it. Nobody takes it because it's always full of homeless people. Nobody takes it because you're getting harassed by homeless people or muggers or both. And the only time there are enough people on it to keep that out, it's a game day. Someone might want to go downtown to watch a baseball game or a football game or a basketball game. Or hockey, they got hockey there too. So we need to keep all of that in mind when we start talking about light rail. I, once again, contend we don't have a big enough population. Oh, that was the other thing Edgar was talking about. We don't have traffic problems here. We don't have traffic problems here. You think an extra 5 minutes in a traffic jam is a traffic problem? Try 2 hours stuck in a traffic jam. That's what the bigger cities have to deal with. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Rudy writes, Lee, the Institute for Supply Management said that its manufacturing index rose 1.3 points to 54, the best reading since May of 2022. This beat the highest estimates of Econoday's survey of economists, the median expectation for a reading of 53.4%. The index of new orders, Rudy, don't drown me in these facts. What's your point? The production index rose 0.9 points to 54, with the 7th consecutive months of expanded production, reading above 50 in the headline purchase. Okay, so what you're saying then is that our manufacturing index is up. And I guess that's because of Trump? Is it because of the tariffs? Is it because of our America First policies now? Thanks a lot. I'm not trying to dismiss the numbers. It's just the rule of thumb is once you get past three sets of numbers, you've lost people. They don't care. And statisticians love to throw out numbers because, first of all, they work really hard to get those numbers. And then secondly, they want to sound smart. 405-608-4377. One of the bodies of the mysterious 11 missing persons that had potential ties to the U.S. nuclear secrets or rocket technology has been discovered by a hiker in New Mexico in a national forest. Police identified the remains of Melissa Casillas, 54, a missing Los Alamos National Laboratory worker. Her disappearance became part of a wider swirl of speculation over scientists that were linked and who vanished or died under unclear circumstances and spurred President Trump's attention and a House Oversight Committee investigation. The New Mexico State Police Investigation Bureau said that they were informed Thursday the hiker found Casillas in the McGaffey Ridge area of the Carson National Forest with a handgun alongside her remains. According to the New Mexico Bureau of Investigation Facebook post, The cause and manner of death have not yet been determined. Melissa Cassius was one of the scientists that was from Taos, New Mexico. Then there was Anthony Chavez, who worked for LAN International, a leading nuclear research facility in New Mexico. Both were among those marked as suspiciously missing by the FBI and the House Oversight Committee. Cassius was reportedly missing on June 25th of 2025 after she failed to arrive at work and did not return home after visiting her daughter at work, police said. Her family later found that her purse, identification, and cell phones had all been left behind, prompting concern for her welfare and a missing person investigation. If she had a gun by her side, is there any indication that she used the gun on herself? I also did read a report that a couple of these scientists were known to have some problems with depression. So it may not be the conspiracy some are making it out to be. I remember somebody asking me about the Bermuda Triangle. I was going on a dive trip, and I had to travel through the Bermuda. Oh, we got to go through the Bermuda Triangle. And I said, that is a bunch of nonsense. Statistically, if you were to draw a triangle over any heavily trafficked area, and the Bermuda Triangle is heavily trafficked by shipping because the Gulf Stream runs up the coast of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and on up the Atlantic coast. So shipping uses it as a lane. It helps them save fuel, and it helps them get where they're going. So it is heavily traveled by shipping traffic. And if you were to take a triangle and draw it over any heavily traveled shipping lane, any corner of the earth, you would find a lot of accidents and mysterious sinkings. Why? Because statistically, the sinkings are going to happen where the ships are. Obviously, a ship is not going to sink where it is not. So where you have lots of ships, you statistically will have lots of sinkings. It's just the law of averages. Well, this is kind of like that, too. People who work in these nuclear fields are smart, but that doesn't mean they don't have depression. And I bet the amount of employees that work for the nuclear lab that suffer from depression or have something going on mentally is probably about the same statistic as any other workplace. And I read a report that said, you know, just because there have been a lot of these deaths lately from these people doesn't mean there's something conspiratorial going on here. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It is Oklahoma's talk radio. And our labor commissioner, Leslie Osborne, she's term limited and will be leaving office this year. She's publicly endorsing State Question 832 ahead of the June 16th vote, arguing that the measure would help workers earn a living wage and reduce reliance on government assistance. Oklahoma Labor Commissioner Leslie Osborne, a Republican, is endorsing State Question 832. 832 would gradually raise Oklahoma's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour by 2029. Osborne argues higher wages would reduce reliance on government assistance programs and increase consumer spending. The proposal would also tie future minimum wage increases to inflation beginning in 2030. That's assuming we have inflation. What if we don't have inflation? Are you going to start griping? Well, we haven't had a pesky inflation, so we have been able to raise the minimum wage. Quick, somebody go out there and create some inflation. I'm kind of glad Osborne's leaving because I would be voting against her for this. The minimum wage is supposed to be just that, minimum wage. It is not supposed to be a living wage. It is supposed to be a wage that you start out at that is hopefully motivating enough for you to improve your skills so that you won't have to be making the minimum wage the rest of your life. That's what it's there for. In the meantime, you won't starve to death. In the other meantime, you won't be able to sit back and live comfortably off of that minimum wage. That is what the minimum wage is for. It's not supposed to be a living wage. And to artificially increase it, when there's no basis to increase it in the marketplace, is going to create inflation. So good riddance, Leslie Osborne. 405-608-4377. I'm glad you're a labor commissioner and not insurance commissioner or one of these other commissioners upon which inflation does depend or what could be causation of inflation. 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Brad writes, where is it written a brand can be banned? I'm talking about Glock being banned in certain states. Maybe Mr. Swadley should have donated heavily to Mr. Drummond? Someone is trying to send a message. I pray Oklahomans are seeing him for what he really is. Brad, do you mean him being Drummond or Swadley? And no, an entire brand cannot be banned from a state. I think this happened recently in Maryland, and then in Connecticut it happened, and I don't remember what the other state was, maybe Rhode Island or District of Columbia. They've banned Glock pistols because they say it's too easy to alter them to be full auto. Well, you can alter any gun to be full auto. The gun's alterability has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment grants you the right to bear arms. So as soon as these statutes are going to be challenged by someone who wants to challenge them constitutionally, they're going to crumble. But we are talking about Maryland and Connecticut, and I'm wondering, it would probably take a long time for those statutes to be constitutionally challenged. But the Second Amendment does not say, oh, your right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless you can alter the weapon. Because I can throw a rock at somebody and potentially kill them, or I can duct tape a piece of dynamite to that same rock, light the fuse and throw it, and I'd have more of a chance of killing them. But the rock is still the rock, and my right to defend myself is still there too. It's not changed by the alterability of the weapon. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. An uninvited guest shows up to a certain group of teenagers' campout. Or did it? Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. I mentioned earlier I got my AARP card in the mail. I guess it's a rite of passage, right? You know, right up here with that first gray hair. And those insurance circulars you keep getting in the mail, or maybe those phone calls, emails, and texts you're getting from people reminding you, hey, you're eligible for Medicare. Not exactly the rite of passage you wanted to go through, but I've got somebody who can help you go through that easily, quickly, and efficiently, so you get all the eligible Medicare you have coming your way. If you were born in 1961, you know you're getting it. So this is the person to call, Eunice Corey, over at Well Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Be the best call you make. And if you're new to Medicare, she will walk you through all of the process. Easy peasy. Japanese. Can we even still say that anymore? I don't think we can. Anyway, the team at Well Preserved will do all the work for you. And again, call the team at Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas.
Can you trust a felon with DUI?
You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
We're talking about news and opinions from DC to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Get informed in the morning with a positive spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Los Angeles and the mayor's race. Karen Bass is scared to death that she's going to lose to Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt is not a MAGA guy. They're trying to say he's a MAGA guy. They're saying he's a Republican. He's not a Republican. Did he vote for Trump? Yes. Why? Because he knows Kamala Harris is awful. I never met him. But who would have voted for Kamala Harris? Do you blame him?
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. More people are starting to speak out against data centers. What do you think? What do you think of those able to work for Medicare having to work for it? And they're suggesting we copy Salt Lake City's commuter rail system. Your thoughts on that? Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Donald in Lincoln County. Hi there. Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, Lee? I just had a comment about the Second Amendment. You're right. It doesn't grant the right to keep and bear arms. What it does, it is supposed to prevent the government from restricting our rights,
yes,
which, of course, they're already doing that. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure you had that correction right there. It doesn't grant a right. It guarantees that the government cannot trample on our rights.
Shall not be infringed. That is the
exactly
the magic words there. So
yeah,
by virtue,
if the government would listen.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Connecticut is not. I mean, that's not going to the Connecticut law says you can't have a Glock because they're too easy to alter. Well, it doesn't matter whether or not you can alter that Glock or not. It doesn't matter. That is none
right.
of the business. That's none of the business of the government as to what you do with that Glock. There's a lot of things I can do with a Glock. I can put an iron sight on it. I can put a laser sight on it. I can put a larger magazine in it. I can put a competition trigger in it if I want. But that right shall not be infringed. And if someone challenges that in Maryland and Connecticut, and I think the other one is Rhode Island, they will win. You cannot just say by virtue of it being a Glock, you can't sell it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on the radio show.
Yeah, thank you for listening in and for calling in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Rodney says, Lee, states seeking a ban or restricting Glock handguns primarily because of its design makes them highly susceptible to being modified into illegal fully automatic machine guns using small, easy accessible devices called the Glock switches. But now it all starts. Rodney, I don't think it will, because if there is a constitutional challenge, it won't stand up. It's that simple. Kyle writes, Lee, I thought Jill Biden was a doctor. On the campaign trail, she insisted on being introduced as Dr. Jill Biden. When she was watching her husband on that debate stage flounder like a foundered flounder, could she not have administered some sort of treatment if she thought her husband was having a stroke? Well, Kyle, that's the thing. Jill Biden's PhD is in education. But that's why she wants it. She was insistent that she be introduced as Dr. Jill Biden, so everybody would assume she was an MD. And that's what happens when you overmarket yourself, which she did. Oh, and she also said today, oh, he did see some doctors when he got off the stage. Oh, well, if there was that much concern, then why was he still president? Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.